We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, we're here. It's a Monday. Hartman, Harrigan, Carter out. Laura's here with the news. Adam is in Las Vegas. Although he does have, if you follow Mr. Carter on Facebook, he has a very sweet tribute to his daughter, Morgan. It's her birthday today, and the young man has a sweet video to Morgan. I mean, maybe for her birthday, he could have brought her out to Vegas, right?
I was going to say, what does that make up for it? He ditches out, goes to Vegas?
I don't know.
We'll just throw a video together, hon?
I never was going to go there, Dave, but now that you did.
No, you certainly weren't. That's not what you brought up at the top of the show.
No, I would not do that at all. Let's bring in Mother of the Year, Laura Oakes. You're not there for the birthday, but you put together the tribute video while you're in Vegas involved in debauchery and potentially spending your college fund.
True. But do you know what is the cutest thing about this whole story? Last week, when Adam was planning to take Morgan out for dinner before he left on his trip to celebrate her birthday.
Yes.
She did a whole bunch of research. She went onto Yelp, and she found reviews of all of these restaurants and picked the one that she thought sounded like
Buffalo
the most
Wild
fun.
Wings. Dad said that was the one to go to.
I forgot which one it was, but I just thought it was cute that a 12-year-old girl is checking out Yelp to see where they're going to go have dinner for her birthday.
Why not?
That was cute. I know. Right? It was awesome.
But you've ducked the question, Laura. That was very politician of you. That was very skillful of you. Are you running for office next year?
I don't know.
Does this work?
Focusing on my job, my current job.
Yes, exactly. You know what? It's just not the time to answer that question.
That's right.
You know, Dave, yes. Okay, since Laura punted. Mm-hmm. I mean, that was a very good Ray Guy-like punt
Thank you.
Brought her to dinner.
That's good.
You know, but he's in Vegas right now.
Yeah, I mean.
How many other times is she going to turn 12?
Probably not many.
Not many,
probably
right?
Not many.
You know, this is most likely. This is it. And meanwhile, right now, he's rolling bones.
Yeah, if it were me. I would have chosen a different time, Adam.
Of course.
Of course I would. Absolutely.
Isn't it convenient of you to say that?
Yeah. You know, I'll just say this.
Yeah.
I hope the young lady, as she turned 12 and dear old dad took her out for that dinner before he decided to peace out on the birthday.
Yeah.
I hope she went to someplace spendy. I hope it cost him, you know,
an
arm and a leg, if not a little more.
I don't think the place that she ended up choosing on Yelp was that type of a place.
Oh, that's a bummer.
But that's okay. They had a fun time together, I'm
Maybe
sure.
Maybe he should take us, the three of us, out then to an expensive place.
Yes.
How about this? Maybe he can just give us his credit card.
I mean,
he doesn't really have to come, does he?
That sounds preferable.
Yeah. You know? No, you get to go. Right? Because, I mean, you're cobbling together a lot of stuff. You know?
Are you falling on Team Carter right here?
I think I am. Yeah. Right? Well, what if it was, okay, not like 12 is not a significant one, but like is 18 or are there certain other ones, 16, where you can't do it?
Yes, because then you're getting into that territory where your kids want nothing to do with
That's you. That's true. Yeah. This is at a point when she actually
she
likes
loves
him.
Loves being with him.
Right?
Yes.
And 2 years from now, she's going to be like us and saying, well, if it's a good Adam, it's a bad Adam.
Uh-huh. The older you get, it's probably less and less important to actually celebrate with your parents or on the specific day
Indeed.
That is your birthday. 12 is borderline, so I don't know. Maybe he's okay. But
what
I'm,
if he sends,
I'm not giving him a pass.
What if he sends a picture from the craps table?
I did see a picture of a dinner.
I did see that
yes,
also.
I saw some food. I haven't
Morgan,
seen any craps.
Thinking of you. I know you had some aspirations for college. You know, maybe that can wait a year or two. You know,
daddy's winning big and college is ready and paid for.
Yeah,
huh?
Dad is right now I'm in for a year. You know, I mean, before I had the whole thing covered. Now, you know, I need you to maybe start working a little bit right now.
Daddy's lost it all. It's my last $20.
Exactly.
We're riding it all on 23. Let's spin the
Come
wheel.
Come on, Morgan. What is your favorite number?
No.
Yes or no, are you allowed to go to Vegas on your 12-year-old's birthday? She's a sweet girl, though. Morgan
oh,
is.
Yes,
she is. She's a fantastic girl. So happy birthday to Morgan, and send bail money, because there's a probably 1 in 3 chance that Adam will be arrested the other day. I did stumble into to The Hangover over the weekend. I watched about 45.
The movie, not the actual event.
No, no, no. It's been a while since I've been hungover. What do we think of The Hangover as a movie? It's the first time I've watched it in 3-4 years. I watched 45 minutes.
I didn't see it until after it was really built up and had come out on, you know, DVD or whatever, Netflix. I wasn't all that impressed.
Really?
Yeah, and yeah. That's probably the fault of me, you know, letting everyone build it up as the greatest comedy in the history of the world and expecting that's what it was going to be, and it's all right.
I will watch anything that Bradley Cooper is in, mm-hmm. So for that reason.
Such a great actor.
He is a great actor.
He is a great actor.
He's a great director.
Yep.
He's very nice to look at.
Yeah, I'm attracted to him.
Yeah.
Right.
So that was probably why I like The Hangover more than the actual storyline.
I saw it early enough that I liked it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, I think the other ones were – I didn't even see the last one. How many did we make? 3?
I think it's at least 3.
Is
yeah.
there maybe more? I thought the first one had some pretty good moments.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And – Dave touched on such a good point, though, too, the expectations game, right? We're also such suckers for that. I'm in it, too. Like, if it's a restaurant mm-hmm. or if it's something, if we build up too much
mm-hmm.
or if we're expecting something that's poor and it's better, what does that say about us? We're fairly malleable, right?
Oh, extremely.
You know?
Yeah, I just did that. I built up something in my head a few weeks ago. It was a health club that I'm planning to join.
Okay.
It has several locations around the Twin Cities, and I'm not going to say which one it
okay.
was. But I had it built up in my head that the one in downtown Minneapolis was going to be it and so cool, and I'm going to go right after work, and I've heard great things about this place. It's like the Taj Mahal.
Yeah.
And I was so disappointed that I'm sticking back with my old place by where I live.
Right. And then you went to happy hour.
No,
you know?
I didn't. But I was just—it
good.
was an example of I just had it built up in my head so big, and it was a major disappointment.
David, that's what you thought about coming here and being a part of this show for a little bit, right?
Yeah, and thankfully, in a couple weeks, it sounds like I get to leave you again.
What?
Whoa! All right, we've done this before in a myriad of ways through our texters asking you questions about you. Let's do this one again. Where are you listening to the show? Where are you at? Let's go city or car or something. It's got to be more than just your house, right? If your house is in, you know, Plymouth, Minnesota, your house is in Copenhagen, your house is in, you're right next door to us.
Could be.
Could be,
yeah.
Right? You're listening online somewhere. You're driving around. Where are you at while you're listening to the show today? 81807. So where are you at? Give me the city. Minneapolis, Duluth, Los Angeles.
Vegas.
Carter, yeah, listening right now. The last thing he has on him, he's lost all his money. He still has his phone and he has his radio.com app.
At least I still have Chad.
I've got my radio.com app. You know, it's like Steve Martin the Jerk taking the
yes,
phone books with
that's
him.
All I need.
Oh, I need to watch that movie again. Steve Martin the Jerk. That was... I saw that movie with my family on Thanksgiving, whatever year it came out.
Okay.
What's your guess? What year did The Jerk come out?
Oh, gosh.
Is that 70s?
I was going to guess 75-ish.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I've seen it, I don't know, 2 or 3 times. And there are, I mean, the very end, obviously, when he's taking everything out of the house and, you know, when the guy's trying to shoot him in the you know, hitting the oil cans. You know, the cans are defective.
Yes.
There's a few great moments, but so overall, good. The movie, I find it bleh. But there's the moment. There's like I said, those 2 or 3 moments that are
yeah,
just
there are
laugh out loud, fall off,
yeah.
fall off the couch. Funny.
I need to track it down. This is one of those days where the previous show scooped us because we were trying for Jacob Fry, the Daver. We're trying for Bob Kroll, Roschini. Mm-hmm. So we still have some phone calls out to that area, okay, because we want to talk a little police. I will say this again. We have tried to get the Minneapolis police chief on, Arredondo, so many times. I don't quite understand this. And when he came on, he was referencing overrated, underrated. He's an outstanding communicator. But again, this week we were told, nope, busy the entire week. So we would like at some point to get the once again Minneapolis police chief on the show. We don't know if that's going to happen, but we are trying for somebody on the police side. We're also trying to get a hold of it. It's one of those days where, as we sit here at 12:20, most of the time at this time, we're set with two guests, three guests, whatever it might be. We're in flux right now. Is that a good way to say it about the guests?
Flux is a great word to use.
Flux. Yes. I think of flux. I think of Back to the Future.
Flux capacitor.
Exactly.
Boom, right there.
0 to 10, the first Back to the Future.
Oh, it's 8, 9?
Yeah, it's 8, 9.
It's rock solid.
It's rock solid.
The Libyans.
Yeah. Christopher Lloyd?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, phenomenal. Phenomenal movie. Went downhill. Second-hand moments.
I barely even remember the third. Is that the one where they go back to the Old West?
Yes.
Is that the third one?
Yes.
Yeah.
Not good.
No.
Not good. But listen, if you're making hundreds and hundreds of millions, why not keep trying until
exactly.
You don't make hundreds mm-hmm. and hundreds of millions? We're in flux because we're also trying to get on a guest related to, you know, a topic which has been covered before, but it was covered with greater depth last night, 60 Minutes. Anderson Cooper, Dave knows him so well, he calls him AC.
360.
Or 360, it just goes that way. The power of iPads, of phones, of electronics with younger kids. We've wondered about this for a long, long time. It seems like Anderson Cooper and some outstanding guests and this report, which is coming out, involved in a fair amount of really good research. So we're trying to get somebody on tied to that. We've got some serious topics for you. We've got some nonsense. I'll get to some of your locations in just a little bit. Again, where are you listening to us? Where are you at while you're listening to the show today? Where do you normally listen to the show? Listen to this show? Send me a text, 81807. Dave found this for me late last week, did not get to it, but I thought of it today when I walked by Ginny's Cookies over and over and over again, because Ginny Berg is just a phenomenal person. Sales staff, she's so involved in great causes here with Union Gospel Mission and Second Harvest Heartland, and then involved in bringing so much business station. She makes cookies for the whole world around this time of year. So Dave provided me with a story the other day. Why is pizza so addictive? How about this one quote? The holy trinity of crust, cheese, and sauce that really accentuates the whole thing. When you think of holy trinity, is that the way to go? Crust, cheese, and sauce, this individual continues. Cheese is addictive on its own. What's better than bread and cheese? And then you pair it with sauce, it takes it to a whole new level. It is irresistible. So let's toss this out while you keep telling us where you're at. What are the most addictive foods for you? What are the foods that either you just can't say no to, that you try to avoid, or once you start, you're deep in it? Because cookies, very high in the list for me.
Yeah.
Cookies.
Does it matter what kind of cookie?
yes, because oatmeal raisin is the worst cookie.
Oh, the devil's.
Ever
devil's
made.
Yes.
If you like oatmeal raisin cookies, we wish a sprained ankle upon you.
At minimum.
Yes.
Minimum.
It's just, it's a, actually raisins are just, let's give a preview for overrated and underrated properly. Raisins, overrated.
I will disagree on that, but we can save that for later.
Yeah.
We can fight that.
Oatmeal, properly rated, but not together.
And not in a cookie.
Not in a cookie. Okay. So what are the foods that are most addictive to you? So some lighter fare early. We'll get to plenty of serious topics and annoy you throughout the afternoon. Hartman and Harrigan. Carter in Vegas. And by the way, somebody is joining us. Is it Linda?
That was Lydia.
Lydia.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. I'll have to look up the name individual who normally is in that spot. We'll figure out her name. I think it starts with an L. She's going to join us at 2:35 today. All right, plenty of text coming in here, and I appreciate that. Criticism, topics at hand. You can always text us anytime, 81807. I was wondering, Dave, if we would get to any where we'd be confused, because the two topics I've raised so far, where are you at when you listen to our show, and what's your addictive food? I've got one right now. Colby, Wisconsin, home of Colby cheese, right? I mean,
yes, who's to say?
Which is it? Which is, okay, like I right now, with my insomnia battle at night, if I'm flipping and flopping and flipping and flopping, one of my go-to food addictions right now, string cheese.
Okay.
String cheese. It's like I don't want to make a big meal at night. Mm-hmm. I know it still isn't good for me, but it's just something to feel better as opposed to, hey, I've been in bed for an hour and 45 minutes and I haven't fallen asleep yet. You know, and yes, I get up and walk around, but string cheese is one of those things I'm addicted to. Right
now, are you a take a bite of the thing, or do you actually pull
the strings
off?
Oh, I want to break it apart. You know?
It's fun, isn't it?
It is. Oh,
you can be a kid once again.
Yes, exactly. Pizza's way up on the list.
Oh, how could it not be?
Pizza. We've had this conversation pre-Dave. If you can only have one food every meal for the rest of your life, pizza would be mine. One meal.
And, I mean, one food, so I can't have, you know, steak and potatoes and veggies. It's got to be, yeah, pizza's got to be it.
Yeah.
It's got everything.
If you want steak, you could go ahead and steak every meal. You want to have a certain vegetable, you can.
No, it's got to be pizza.
It's got to be pizza. And by the way.
Can I have different varieties of pizza?
No.
Okay, well then hell with the vegetables, pepperoni and sausage. Let's go.
Yes, right. I want kind of the everything.
Okay.
I would go kind of in everything. But yeah, because I think if you get to mix and match your pizza, it's not one item, right?
Yeah. You mean, well, plus you got, I mean, the sauce is vegetables, right? Tomatoes, and you can mix, you know, you can really chop up things really tight and get some extra veggies in there if
kinda.
You really need it.
But. Yeah, kind. I mean, you're going down, right? I mean, unless, but what a way to go. I mean, really, do you want to have something that's vegan and healthy and that's your same meal for now to eternity? I'd rather end, right?
I mean, as long as we're ruining things for overrated, underrated, properly rated.
Yes.
I had a neighbor who had a veggie lasagna that they've got five kids.
Okay.
And the mom of the family was the only one who would eat it. Kids wouldn't touch it.
And she still would make it all the time?
Well, no, they got it from somebody. They got
a recipe.
Yeah, it was like one of those make ahead deals and you bring it home.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know the whole backstory, but she loved it. The dad of the family, he tried one and said, I'm good, thanks.
Yeah, yeah.
And the kids won't touch it, so they dropped it off. Veggies in places where meat should be, vastly overrated.
I don't mind the occasional veggie lasagna. I prefer the regular lasagna. Properly rated.
Yes.
It is properly rated. Mm-hmm. It's a great.
It is, but you got to throw the hamburger or the Italian sausage in there. The consistency isn't there when you go with the carrots and the mushrooms and the zucchini.
Let's continue to ruin overrated, underrated, properly rated. Sorrento Cucina is an Italian place across the street, Skyway level, underrated. How good the Italian food is for a Skyway location in downtown Minneapolis. It is excellent. Good people
really?
Over there. Yes. Are you an Italian fan?
Oh, God. How can you not be?
You need to go.
Okay.
We'll go sometime this
week. Let's do it.
You know, they have excellent lasagna.
See, I'm still learning, having been here only a couple months.
Yeah.
Kind of all the places. You know, I know some of the places around, but you could show me a couple of the
Stop telling me
gems.
About the great brunch they have at Seville, too. I mean, we don't need to hear more about that. Okay, got it. All right, let's keep going. Where are you at right now while you're listening to us? And what is your, I don't know, is it your go-to addictive food, or is it the addictive food you're running from? But But you're really not running that far.
Yes.
Let's be honest.
The one that you swear off every time it's a diet, and then one week in, you're just face first into it, right?
Overrated, underrated, properly rated. Let's go with another one here. Overrated, Adam's commitment to the bottom of the hour news. Right now, Adam would be saying, skip it. Laura will provide us with the bottom of the hour news. Let's go. Traffic, weather, news when we come back.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
On a myriad of police issues, former Minneapolis Police Chief Tim Dolan with us, 135. Our friend Lindsay Gansel will check in with Lindsay, how everything's going on her mission, her cause to help out so many people in need. Lindsay's going to join us at 235. We're staying with this for a little bit more. Combination of where are you listening to us while you're listening to the show right now, and what is your go-to food addiction? Madden, somebody says. Gull Lake, very nice.
Not bad.
I'm partially addicted to the classic.
I've stayed at Madden's a couple times. I've not played the classic.
One of the five or six most beautiful golf courses in Minnesota, private, public, you name it. You play the first hole, sharp dogleg left at about your drive. You go down the hill, beautiful lake on the right, trees on the right, mucho trees on the left. You're just overlooking the property. Doesn't get much better than that. As long as your second shot goes down the hill and is in the grass. If it's in the water, trees, you want to refer to my friend, the common man, and start over.
I've been up there, like I said, several times for kind of a guys' golf weekend.
Yep.
You know, there's 10, 20 guys, and we've always just stuck to the, you know, the courses, right? The Pine Beach courses,
yeah,
I think they're called.
That's fine.
You know, there's so many people, but every once in a while, a few will break off and, yeah, we got to do the classic, got to do it. And I won't, his name is Joe. He knows if he's listening. He tried it once a few years back, and he has no business being on the
course. Joe should not have been in the course.
Let's just say he played it from the tips, too. I don't think he was back until about 7 hours later.
Overrated people who shouldn't play the tips.
Yes.
Who do, and then screw it up for everybody else because you're stuck behind them.
Not only should most people not play the tips, and myself
it's
included.
Like 98% of people shouldn't play the
most
tips.
Most people shouldn't even play the
99?
Most people should play further up than
just
that.
Just play wherever. Twin Cities radio legend Guy Green, still a starter at the Classic, former Hubbard Giant, going back to Pat and Joe days.
Well,
and then
I've
over
got a
the
name
fan
to drop.
Yeah, Guy Green's right there. Addictions here. Twizzlers. See, I think Twizzlers are
overrated. Say it.
They're not.
Yes, they are.
They're properly rated. Really?
Yeah. Okay. I'm not a licorice guy.
Sour cream and cheddar ruffles. Those are properly rated. I like those. This person's at work in Plymouth. Somebody also touched on one of the most underrated pizza places in town, Latif's Pizza.
Latif's, not familiar.
Highway 55, outstanding pizza. Get the everything there. Hiking with my dogs in, is it Caron Park? Caron. I don't know where Caron Park is.
It is now.
Let's go to the John Williams map. Adds pepper jack beef sticks. Beef sticks are pretty good.
Beef sticks are solid.
Yes.
Properly rated.
Properly rated. Somebody says pizza, safest on the road food. Now that's a separate category. Let's go to that. What is your safest on the road category to be eating? Now, let's all acknowledge we shouldn't be.
Mm-hmm.
It's foolish.
Yes.
We're all capable of foolish.
But if we were to,
hypothetically,
this is like OJ, if I did it. Slightly different stakes.
Just not quite as reprehensible. You know,
pizza on
still,
the road?
Still one of the greatest. If I did it, you know? I mean, I didn't, but if I did.
But I'm just saying.
If I did decapitate my wife and her friend, who of course I thought was the boyfriend, you know? How about a burger? You go to your fast food place. You got the burger right there.
Mm-hmm.
The burger's harder than the fries because fries from a place is a great driving food, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Fries easy.
Yep.
Anything you can stand up in the cup holder, fries, maybe, you know, some nuggets or something like that, where you can put it on the console or on the seat next to you.
You can't have sauce, though, right? Because sauce is going to change the whole thing.
No, that's difficult, yeah. How about burgers? Tough
soup.
Are you kidding me? I mean,
well,
if you've got the thermos,
yeah, you got a thermos. Yeah.
Yeah.
How about like a big burrito?
Two hands on that. Yeah. Big
boy. Somewhere, Adam, right now, is saying no sour cream on it. Do not put sour cream. So
that texter said pizza on the road.
Yeah,
that sounds really.
That's
dangerous. If you get a little too much sauce,
oh,
you're in a world of
burn.
Hurt.
Somebody's listening in the vehicle. Peanut butter. Peanut butter is a go-to addictive food. Yeah. Now that's Carter's, by the way. Also, if he had to have only one food from here to eternity, that's what he'd go with.
Just peanut butter or like a peanut butter
sandwich? I think
sandwich?
He meant peanut butter sandwich.
Okay.
You know. Somebody's listening to Sioux Falls. Cheesy popcorn. I'm sorry. Popcorn's overrated.
Cheesy popcorn, good. Not, I wouldn't call it addictive, but some would.
Eagle Lake, Minnesota. Milk, chocolate, maple creams. Milk, chocolate, maple creams. What are milk chocolate?
I'm not sure.
I'm not sure what they are. You need to text me back.
Be willing to give it a try.
This person automatically moves up. Pizza number one and oatmeal raisin cookies are terrible. Thank you.
Yep.
You are a good person. M&M's never ends at one scoop. Let's be clear, though. Peanut M&M's, the superior M&M's.
Disagree. I would put peanut number three on the list.
Andy!
The plain and the peanut butter M&M.
Oh, my God. What? Seriously. We had such a good relationship going. No.
Did we really?
Peanut M&M's.
I didn't feel it was that great.
I didn't say great. I said good. Peanut M&M's. Absolutely.
I mean, I'm not saying bad things about peanut M&M's. Don't get me wrong. I think they're still very, very solid. They're just, you know, third along the line of what is a probably top two candy of all candies.
I said go hang out with your friends at ISIS, okay? Blois Olson checking. He had potato Olays for the first time in 20 years.
How do you go 20?
I don't know. That is willpower right there. Texter says listening while in the shower. Nice.
Well.
Calm down, Dave. I mean, I would never think that. Underrated, overrated, properly rated. Listen to music or radio while you're in the shower.
Used to. Don't do it anymore.
How come?
I guess I just don't have a radio. Happened to have a radio in the bathroom for a long time, and I just don't anymore.
Got a phone?
That's true.
Yeah.
I do have the phone.
You have radio.com as an app?
It really should, because I take long showers.
Are you a long shower guy?
I'm a long shower
guy. How long is your long shower?
If I'm really going long,
yeah.
You know, I mean, like I like to shave in the shower, too. A good 20 minutes. Good
20 minutes? That's too long.
Oh, I agree.
What are you doing in there?
Hanging out.
Yeah, I don't need to hear all the details.
No, there's nothing better than just a long, hot shower. Get it as hot.
Do you have a mirror in there?
No mirror.
Living dangerous shaving, right?
I got the
straight rays.
Well, yeah. I've got the beard, so there's always room for, you know, if I cut a little bit too much up here, I can go in the mirror afterwards and clean it up. I'm all right.
Board operator / producer at WCCO Radio bleeds out. Wife assumed it was a really long shower. I mean, she didn't know. I mean, you were there for like an hour and a half.
2 hours later, yeah. He's still in there. He's so pruny.
Been listening every day from the home office since the first day you've been on air. 43-year-old female. It's not a geriatric station anymore. Thank you very much. I really appreciate the kind words. I cannot resist the patty cake from Yum. Oh, patty cake from Yum is very good. You familiar with Yum?
I know of Yum. I don't know about the patty.
Oh, it's one of their signatures. Gardetto snacks mix and Dots pretzels. Separate are bad enough. Mixed together, it's crunchy crack. I think this person is high when he has
the Dots pretzels are taking over the world right now, at least locally.
Yes, they are omnipresent. Addicted to Life cereal. Let's see, Albert Lee. Most addictive food, B&M baked beans. Baked beans, overrated, underrated, properly rated?
I'd say properly rated.
I'm going to say underrated.
They're a solid, solid side dish.
Can't say no to chips and salsa.
Okay.
Kind of depends, right? I mean, are you a go-to on all those, or are you kind of la-di-da on what you want in your chips and salsa? Or?
No, I'll give it a shot no matter what the salsa.
Ellsworth, Maine. Bag of Doritos, doesn't matter what kind. My home in Vegas, go Vikes. Shrimp, I'm addicted to shrimp.
Well, la-di-da.
Yeah. Cold, grilled, what's your go-to shrimp?
I prefer it if it's grilled or fried, heated up in some way, but I can go with the cold, the cocktail shrimp.
The Friday afternoon co-host came over for a little dinner last night. Now, he's a big shrimp guy.
Okay.
So I provided him. Shrimp's inexpensive, though. Shrimp's not bad to buy, cold shrimp.
Depending on what kind you're looking for. I mean, if you want the big jumbos, then you're going a little
That's
steeper.
Your lifestyle. Marietta, Georgia. In my work vehicle, currently rolling to the worst city in the metro, Plymouth. Hey, wait a second. White Bear, Hog Barn in Iowa, Le Sueur, southern New Mexico, about 30 miles from the Arizona border. Live and work in Northville on my way to Mankato. Wait Park, stop to get fuel. I'm in my work truck burning down the interstate, southern Minnesota. Hastings Baking Christmas Cookies. Ooh, bring them over.
Oh, yeah.
We'll take them.
We're open.
Shakopee, Roseville, semi-truck Stanley, Wisconsin, Spear Fishing House in Waconia. I'm in Moore in the garbage truck. Come on, Larry, be gay.
For this person.
Come on, Larry, be gay.
Brooklyn Park, lunch in the car. What do you stand on lunch in the car? Just the park car.
If you're in a hurry, if you've got a lot of things to do, there's nothing wrong with
Sometimes
that.
Sometimes underrated. Bay Bridge, another one in Vegas, Gladstone, Michigan, Sioux Falls, Minneapolis, listening from my mail truck, sliding on slick rural roads, Hastings, northwestern Wisconsin. Is it Centuria, Wisconsin?
It is now.
Yeah. Appleton, Cottage Grove. Wanda, Minnesota, my fool truck. Man Cave in Mora. I'm a courier. Zimmerman, Lakeville, Plymouth, Pepin, a lot of good, and many, many others. I appreciate the text. We will touch on the Vikings, Seahawks, and just a bizarre and an entertaining Sunday of football. If you have the ticket, you have Red Zone, you're at a sports bar somewhere, a lot of good stuff to watch. Yesterday, Vikings and Seahawks tonight. That means the player show will be tomorrow at the Lone Oak Grill in Eagan. This week, it is the very entertaining Latavius Murray plus Tyler Conklin. I think Tyler Conklin is a tight end on the club. Is that correct?
Sounds good to me.
I think that's the deal. Maxie. And Jeff Diamond, a part of the show again tomorrow. If the Vikings lose tonight, the division is cooked. If they win tonight, they have a massive advantage for the wild card. Even if they don't win tonight, they're still in reasonable good shape. We'll get to more of the Vikings a little bit later. Do not forget, former Minneapolis Police Chief Tim Dolan on a number of issues facing the Minneapolis Police Department in about 30 minutes.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.